WJBC and WJBC.com, as it is time for our Farm to Table segment, and we have some great guests in the studio. They are competing, and they will wrestle to the death here in just a moment. Ryan Thomas from Country Financial and Pete McCann from State Farm, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Got to tell you that the Farm to Table segment is brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And both of you gentlemen, I believe, are involved in leadership McLean County. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And first, let's learn a little bit about you. Ryan, we'll start with you.
Sure.
Title, profession, background, education, social security number. Give me all of that right now.
Well, I work at Country Financial. I'm in the field claims department in total loss. I'm a claim supervisor there. I've been with Country 17 years now. I come from Lincoln is where I grew up and came up here for Illinois State and graduated from Illinois State.
So if I total my car, I might be talking to you.
Yes.
Okay.
You could be talking to me.
All right.
You don't want to, though.
And in this corner, State Farm, Pete McCann, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Terry, I'm with State Farm. I've been with State Farm about 21 years. I also work in the claims arena. I have a little different function. I work more around the injury claims than total losses, so you don't want to see me either. And I have people all over the country, both coasts and in between.
All right. Well, you guys are involved in a program that I'm really backing. We've had a lot of folks on from it, but it's called Leadership McLean County. Ryan, can you tell me what is Leadership McLean County?
Well, Leadership McLean County is a program that brings forth awareness in our community. It provides leadership development. It's exceeded my expectations thus far with what I've learned and what I've actually been able to bring back with me to my job.
Well, how did each of you get involved? And we'll start with you, Pete.
Yeah, so Leadership McLean County is very involved with local organizations like Country and State Farm and many others, ISU. And we were identified by our leadership as people who are leaders in the community and who want to be more engaged. So that was step one. And then there was an application process through Leadership McLean, as well as speed dating, speed interviewing process to ultimately be selected. I believe there's 29 of us or 30 people out of I don't know how many who submitted their applications.
Yeah, and I've noticed a wide range of ages, folks from 20 to 40, you know, just looking to meet more people and get in touch with our community. In fact, Ag Day, sponsored by the McLean County Farm Bureau, I talk about the Bloomington Normal bubble. You know, we have everything we need right here, so we don't often venture into the outlying communities, which is, you know, is primarily agriculture. And I'm sure you guys experienced that. So start with Ryan over here. What did you see? What did you experience on Ag Day?
It was a great experience. It started off, I actually got to drive a combine, which that was interesting.
You didn't wreck it though, right?
No, it's still intact, but it made you realize how large these equipment units are and, you know, of course, how we have to share the roadways with everybody. But, you know, I got into some speakers, with some leadership skills, and then it got into more of the impact of agriculture to our community, which is very interesting.
Yeah, what about you, Pete? Some experiences, and what did you see along the way there?
Sure. I also drove the combine and left it unscathed, to the best of my knowledge.
Doesn't the combine drive itself, really? A little bit?
It is, from a driving standpoint, not as hard as you would think. It's more making sure of all the other things going on around you that I would say is where it really gets more sophisticated than I would have guessed watching as I drive by a combine harvesting the field. You mentioned speakers, Ryan. We had a pig farmer who raises piglets for here locally in McLean County, and it was very interesting to learn how complex and scientific that whole process was to raise those and make sure they get in the pipeline to ultimately feed the population.
Pretty good time to go on this ag tour, because did you get to see harvest in action?
Yes.
Is that one of the things?
Yes, we did. We went out to a farm where some farmers were combining some corn, and got to talk to them and kind of see it in action there. So.
And the grain elevator tour, I've heard a little bit about.
Yeah, the grain elevator tour, I learned a lot on that. You know, I grew up around farming and ranching, but never had the appreciation I had after this. But, you know, I drove by thinking, oh, that's where they store grain. But learning how involved that process is, how it equates to the banking process, and all the regulation around it was very telling to me how hard, I mean, you have to stay up to date on those, all the ins and outs of that industry was incredible.
Well, what surprised you the most when you were going through this, Ryan?
Just that there's much more involved than just a farming. It's a business. Obviously, there's so much involved outside of the planting and harvesting seasons. I mean, there's so much preparation that goes into it, the planning, the bookwork, selling grain, purchasing material and supplies, and, of course, watching the market and managing your risk. So,
yeah. Pete, anything that stuck out for you?
Yeah, I would say the sophistication of the whole industry is one surprise. How farming has changed over the years, where the middle-sized farm is kind of depleting, and you have the larger farms and then a lot of what they called part-time farmers, so it's not their full-time occupation. And also just how the land is managed in McLean County compared to other areas as far as leasing and how they work that with their landowner partners.
And they told you we have the best soil in the world, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
We absolutely do here in McLean County. We can grow anything, absolutely anything, I think. So do you guys recommend the program to other folks next year?
I personally do. I mean, especially in McLean County, like you referenced, we supply a lot of ag products out of McLean County, and it just gave me a deeper appreciation for how different areas contribute to the overall success of the county. So I would definitely...
Yeah, I would agree with Pete. I mean, it's such a great opportunity to become more aware, opportunities to become more involved. You learn leadership skills and just the awareness of McLean County. There's so much to offer and so many things you don't know. So
All right. It's
been great so far.
Well, we want to thank the McLean County Farm Bureau for putting on Ag Day and our guests Ryan Thomas, Country Financial, and Pete McCann of State Farm. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. 1246 here on the Jimmy John's Noon Report, WJBC and WJBC.com.